On today's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston remembers some of the home remedies he's experienced from back in the day.
In college, I was told I had scabies by the campus clinician, and they prescribed a white liquid, and I was instructed to cover my body up to my chin with it and leave it on for 2 days. When it dried, it formed a crust, and I walked like a scarecrow for 2 days and reapplied the ointment at night where my clothes had rubbed it off. It was awful, and the ointment had a noticeable smell. When the 2 days were finally over, I gratefully washed it all off, and a day later, I still had scabies. It didn't work. About that time, I was working in a restaurant, and I was telling the dishwasher about my problem. He gave me 2 gallons of bleach, told me to get 2 more at the grocery store, pour them all into the bathtub, fill the rest up with water, and soak up to my neck as long as I could stand it. My expression said it all. And he said, either do it or stop complaining. So I did it, and it was awful. But the scabies were gone. I smelled like bleach for days, but the rash was gone. Home remedies. I love them. They terrify me, but I love them. Another time I had a summer job delivering ice to convenience stores all over South Alabama. I rode with a driver from deep in the country. And together, he and I set out very early every morning with a truck loaded with bags of ice and returned to the ice plant late in the afternoon with the truck empty. He knew stuff. He'd seen things. Every day, I sat in awe of his stories. He told me about having whooping cough as a child. His neighbor brought over a tablespoon full of sugar soaked in gasoline and made him swallow it. The whooping cough was gone. He was cured. Speaking of gasoline curing things, I sat next to a buddy at dinner last weekend who told me the story of 2 of his friends that caught an alligator gar in the river. When they finally got the hook out of its mouth, the guy was about to throw it back when the other guy stopped him. "You can't eat these things," the guy said. "They taste awful." "No," the other guy said. "All you need to do is soak them in gasoline for a day." Which made my buddy and me think that at some point, sometime in the past, someone said, what this gar really needs is a 24-hour soak in gasoline. What led to that decision? Who has that palate? Which brings me back to my scabies treatment. The nature of the scientific process is to go through a series of eliminations to discover a solution. What else had someone soaked in up to their neck as long as they could stand it that didn't cure scabies? It's an unsettling thought. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To hear more commentaries, search for Keeping It Real with Cam Marston on your favorite podcast app, or follow Cam Marston on social media.